Language games, or on Ludwig Wittgenstein's search for the universal theory. Wovon man nicht sprechen kann, darüber muss man schweigen. When Ludwig said, "If a lion could speak, I would not be able to understand him," he meant that the world of lions, including the concepts that lions communicate amongst each other, are so alien to the average person that even if lions could speak perfect English, we would not be able to comprehend the meaning of the concepts that they would be trying to communicate to us. This is a very big deal. Perhaps humanity's most important pursuit. Because communication, comprehension, and contradiction-free integration of ideas are some of the major concerns of philosophy and the future of the humankind. The concept of integration is a fundamental component of effective education. Effective education being our only means to acquisition of knowledge, inheritance, and later synthesis of wisdom, and the resulting quest for greatness. Greatness is just a way of saying becoming a grown-up or growing all the way up so that we become capable of making lasting and positive contributions to humankind. Richard Feynman has wonderfully demonstrated what it would be like for a lion to speak when he himself was asked about magnets. Mr. Feynman hints that we need to start learning about physics and its fundamental principles in order to gain the base understanding required for comprehending his explanation of magnets. Perhaps in his quiet moments, Ludwig Wittgenstein would find serenity in not trying to bridge incompatible bubbles of concepts with an ultimate theory of logic or metaphysics. Instead, he embraced that different groups hold different beliefs that are largely incompatible, and there is nothing that philosophy can do to bridge incompatible concepts. But in the broader field of philosophy, communication, comprehension, and integration still remain as important as ever. When these concerns are brought fully into the real world, Wittgenstein's original search for the ultimate system of understanding resurfaces. While it is true that the world is divided into bubbles of unique, often incompatible concepts, his initial quest for universalism was also valid. He was not wrong the first time around. However, the coherent integrated theory of contradiction-free concepts was not yet available to him, and to this day is not yet available to any of us. A system of understanding will never be flexible enough to contain all the various details of human condition. For like Descartes' individualism was the old way for our Ludwig, the inventing of the ultimate system of comprehension is the old way for us. The future demands that every human being accepts the responsibility for their own profound, authentic, and effective education. Be it self-education by means of listening and re-listening to 10,000 wise narrated books, or some other equally powerful means. Equipped with real and effective knowledge, all human cultures will begin abandoning bad ideas to their history and converging in wisdom and greatness on world peace, prosperity, and unending pursuits of our noblest curiosities. In our unity, our then universal human culture will also double as the theory of the human reality and all of its then integrated concepts.